Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, October the 5th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador of, servant for, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace. The way to peace through obedience to the waters of noon. Obedience to Allah. Obedience to Allah. Obedience to the teachings of the universe. Now, we're dealing with the science of the universe. We're dealing with the science of the waters of noon. We're dealing with the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 3. And we're coming with the understanding that what we are looking at is pure science and is the science that we absolutely need as we transform ourselves into the Christos, or I should say, grow up into our original identity by the transforming of our minds and causing our minds to remember our true identity so that we may get about the job of transforming society. This is why Apostle John is looking at this science, because this is the book of Revelation. This is the book that teaches us the absolute science of wickedness, that we may understand the science of righteousness and then overcome the science of wickedness through using the same creation that the wicked use, but we use creation for that which the Almighty intended creation be used for, because we are in tune with E, energy, spirit, equals MC squared, mass, matter, material, times the speed of light squared, which squared is 186,284 miles per half a second, as opposed to that same number times us by every second. Now squared is 186,284 miles per half a second. We are in tune with E equals MC squared. We are in tune with that spirit energy of the universe before the transforming of those waters of noon by the Christ light into the universe that we have today. And so, we're looking at crystal. Crystal is in the science. Crystals, a piece of homogeneous solid substance having a natural geometrically regular form with symmetrically arranged plane faces. Any solid consisting of a symmetrical ordered three-dimensional aggregation of atoms or molecules. Let me try to take my time and attempt to understand what I am looking at. We are looking at the universe as glass. It says crystal glass. Crystal, crystals, and crystal glass. A piece of homogeneous. Let me take my time and type in the definition. I believe it has to do with being of the same origins. Homogeneous, as opposed to heterogeneous. Homogeneous is defined as it is a term in physical chemistry and material science that refers to substances and mixtures which are in a single phase. Let me see. Refers to a substance that is consistent or uniform, meaning same, right? Meaning having the same reality all the way through, having sameness. So, crystals, crystal glass, the same all the way through and three-dimensional. This is why in scripture, in religion, we talk about dimensions. Let me see if I can check the word dimensional. These crystals in the universe are three-dimensional. I'm trying to get to dimensional and see if I can learn something deeper. Dimensional is defined as length, width, and height. So look at the universe, sisters and brothers, having three dimensions: length, breadth, and height. And so you look at crystals, and crystals as glass, and look at the crystalline, the crystal glass, and the three-dimensional nature of the universe, and connect that with the atoms or molecules. aren't you so happy that we have been into the science for the last year plus, 3 years really, but getting deeper and deeper. And so, the crystals in the universe and glass and symmetrical. Let me see that word, symmetrical. See what I can learn when I hit the word symmetrical. Let's take our time and see what we can learn concerning what Apostle John was viewing as he was looking at the waters of noon, the throne of the Almighty, symmetrical, agreement in dimensions, due portion. So symmetrical has to do with sides having the same or being very close in size, shape, and position. So it's causing me to see the universe symmetrically and like a cube. Isn't a cube equal in size? So the universe, and I believe the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught Minister Malcolm X, Minister Louis Farrakhan, the nature of the universe connected with the Kaaba, and the Kaaba as a cube representing the universe. And so that same science is in Islam, and that same science is seen by the Apostle John as he is symbolically looking at the throne of the Almighty, looking at the scientific universe, looking at the waters of noon, dark energy, dark matter, and all of the properties, and how the Christ Atum, Lord Shiva, Ra, Aton, Sun Disk, Higgs boson, Higgs field, Hadron Collider, how the light transformed those waters, and you have all of the minerals and resources in the earth, and so crystals having to do with glass and geometry and symmetry and three dimensions, length, breadth, and height, and having to do with the aggregation of atoms or molecules. So the aggregation, collection of atoms and molecules. And when you see atoms and you see molecules and understand that the whole universe is made and constructed of atoms or molecules, and in the New Testament you say the whole universe is constructed from and made of and from crystals. In the ancient Chemites would say Atum. Democritus, 5th century BC, after traveling to Kemet, Egypt, came back and taught Atomos, which is where we get our atoms, which is now also called molecules. Same power, same reality. So the definition talks about electronics. A crystalline piece of semiconductor used as an oscillator or transducer. Let me see what this word oscillator is. I love to know the definitions of words. Let me see. Oscillator. is defined as, come on, Google Dictionary, is looking at electronics, crystal oscillators. We're looking at electronic circuits that produce periodic oscillating electronic signals, often as a sine wave or square wave. Now, what is a sine wave or a sine wave? A sine wave, oh my God, the trigonometric function that is equal to the ratio of the side opposite a given angle to the hypotenuse. Oh, you got to get into the science, sisters and brothers. But this has to do with mathematics and has to do with trigonometry, has to do with the angles of waves. Okay, I think I'm getting it. It says right angle, triangle. So you have a wave that is apparently like a square, but you also have waves that are triangular. So you have a square wave and you have triangle waves. And so when we look at the crystals, we begin to understand electricity, electronics, semiconductors, the conductors of waves and electronic waves, whether the waves are square in nature or triangular. Now, the transducer, what is that, sisters and brothers? This is going into the details of what Apostle John was looking at, because Apostle John wanted us to understand this science so that we could recreate society, recreate civilization, recreate institutions and government and constitutions so that we can have the proper life in this universe. A transducer is a pressure transmitter that converts pressure into an analog electrical signal. An analog is defined as relating to or using signals or transformation represented by a continuously variable physical quantity such as spatial position or voltage. So it looks like various voltages, various forms of energy, not the same electronic pulse, but various, in order that energy may be produced. This is some deep science. Now, I am not giving this to you perfectly. I am doing my best. But you, sisters and brothers, take this information and perfect it and give it to the babies, give it to the children, that they may further perfect this information, that they may further understand the science of the universe, the science of the waters of noon, water, melanin of the universe, dark matter, dark energy, and how light transformed those waters into all that we're reading about. It's seen in resources, minerals, crystals, and glass. Now, highly transparent glass with a high refractive index. A piece of crystalline substance believed to have healing powers. So in the crystals of the universe, in the crystals in the earth, many have come to understand that these crystals, this quartz, these minerals have healing powers. And the ancients knew What? Watch this, and let me take my time and develop this thought. The African Hebrews, the African Kemites, the African Dagon, the ancient peoples, the indigenous peoples of the earth, whether Africa, Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, the ancient indigenous peoples understood the healing properties of the earth and knew what mineral, what resource to take out of the earth and put it on the defective portion of your structure, whether spiritual, mental, moral, or physical. And so these crystals, this glass, this quartz, conducting energy. See, the crystals able to conduct energy and able to aggregate the atoms and the molecules in such a way that we receive electronic pulses, the electronic pulse, electricity, energy, together healing our structure. Highly transparent glass with a high refractive index. So now this glass is able to refract, splice the light into various speeds, giving us the various colors that we see as the yellow sun, powered by dark energy, dark matter. The yellow sun shines white light, and the light spliced into seven colors of the rainbow. The light is traveling at different speeds. Learning this from my brother, I can't call his name, but the show Cosmos. The light traveling at various speeds, giving us the different colors. Red travels at a different speed than blue, than green, than orange, etc., than brown. And so the white light shone through the seven, shone through the prism, we see a refraction of that light into the seven colors. All right. Crystal glass, the glass over the watch face, crystals, clean crystal waters of the lake. So we have the crystals associated with waters in the definition. And we see ice associated and mineral, ice or a mineral resembling it, crystal, crystallum. Crystallos or crustallos and ice and crystal. And the chemistry since dates from the 17th century. So in the 17th century AD, they began to rediscover this ancient, ancient knowledge. What else do we see? Crystals, crystalline solids. So crystals can be solid and crystals can be water. And crystals are constituted by atoms and molecules and ions and arranged and ordered in patterns, having three dimensions, microscopic structures, large crystals identifiable by their macroscopic geometric shape, consisting of flat faces with specific characteristics and orientations. The scientific study of crystals and crystal formation is known as crystallography. And every time I'm hearing crystal, I'm thinking of Christ, because Christ is the light and Christ is the crystal that transforms. The process of crystal transformation via mechanisms of crystal growth, crystallization, and solidification. The word crystal derived from the ancient Greek Crystallos, meaning ice, and rock crystal. I think that's the end of that almost. Examples of large crystals include snowflakes and diamonds and table salt. Inorganic solids are not crystals, but polycrystals. So you have polycrystals, which has to do with many types of crystals, many microscopic crystals fused together in a single solid. Examples of polycrystals include most metals, rocks, ceramics, and ice. A third category of solid is amorphous solids, where the atoms have no periodic structure whatsoever. So all of this is what Apostle John saw in the science of the throne of the Almighty. And he is teaching this science to us so that we may understand how to recreate the new civilization, institutions, constitutions, and the new Jerusalem that is based on this science of dark matter, dark energy, water, melanin of the universe, and how the power of the Atum Christos light transforms those waters into the mass matter material universe that we know of today. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.